Call 636-230-5800. 636-230-5800. Or online, AmazingSidingSTL.com. This offer ends September 30th. Limitations apply. Call for details.
The area's newest, most state-of-the-art auto dealership has arrived. Introducing the all-new Bob Rockland Buick GMC in Columbia, Illinois. You know the name. Bob Rockland has been satisfying car and truck buyers for over 40 years. But now, thanks to the completion of a brand new location just 5 minutes from the JB Bridge, Rockland is the ideal Buick GMC and certified pre-owned destination for buyers on both sides of the river. Stop in or go online and check out the attractive selection of Buick and GMC vehicles, along with an extended inventory of certified pre-owned. And Bob Rockland's new service center features the latest in automotive technology. Remember, the award-winning Brocklin service team is happy to work on your vehicle regardless of where you bought it. There's a brand new auto dealership in Columbia, Illinois, and it's a name you can trust. Introducing the all-new Bob Rockland Buick GMC in Columbia, a big city dealership with a friendly hometown feel. 5 minutes from the JB Bridge, just off I-255 on Old State Route 3. Store hours are 8 to 8 Monday through Friday and Saturday till 6, or 24/7 online at brocklin.com.
Schmidl's Nursery has been serving the St. Louis and St. Charles area for over 20 years and is offering 20% off on over 2,000 trees. Fall is here, and it's an ideal time to plant. Visit Schmidl's Nursery at the corner of Maryland Heights Expressway and Marine, or at schmidlsnursery.com.
Little Bo Peep has lost her sheep because someone broke into her apartment and stole all her sheep, not to mention a 50-inch flat-screen TV. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency had helped her with renter's insurance, and she got full replacement. She has since trained her sheep to do voice impressions of various attack dogs, and now feels very safe. Visit Geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Kubota presents their Gear Up and Go sales event, going on now, with special promotion pricing on tractors and Commander zero-turn mowers. Click on StLouisKubotaDealers.com.
Sitting around here talking about things that don't have anything to do with TVs or computers or phones, but they have to do with technology. We're talking a little bit of car talk, but there is a bit of car news in the news that has to do with that kind of technology. We'll get to that after we tell you what this is. This is Tech Talk, and it's your chance to ask Jose Hernandez anything you want about phones, computers, TVs. You're shopping for one. You can't get one to do what you want it to. He's your guy. And it's free. Now, we've been discussing charging for this. And we'll let you know when. I'm kidding. Okay? I'm kidding. We're not going to. It'll always be free. Jose Hernandez is brought to you by OREC and the locally owned and operated OREC Home Care Centers. Yes, the vacuum cleaner people. But wait till you see all the great, all the other great affordable products in the OREC Home Care Centers. Please tell them your AM and the PM. And would you please, oh, the phone numbers, because you need to call. He's going to do a little monologue, and then it's all yours. 314-969-KTRS, which is 969-5877. Or, if that doesn't work, 888-550-KTRS. Here is Jose Hernandez.
Hey, everybody.
Hey, Jose.
So the I think what led to what we were sitting here talking about off the air was the story. And I didn't read, I just glanced at it, but the 2015 Corvette has an optional valet camera. Think of it as a dash cam, but it shoots the inside of the car. So it can capture, if a valet parks your car, what he does, if he steals something, blah, blah, blah. And now they're saying that in, is it all but 11 states or only 11 states?
11 states.
11 states, that actually would be an illegal option because you cannot record audio or video unless both parties know it's being recorded. In the state of Missouri, which is not one of the 11 states, I can record you as long as one of the two of us knows we're being recorded. So in other words, if I'm on the phone with Jose, or if you folks who call in,
yes,
but you know you're obviously being recorded anyway. It's a radio station, but if we're having a phone conversation and I'm recording it, I don't have to tell you. Legally, if I know it, we're legal, we're good. I personally believe that law ought to be in all states. I think both parties should know they're being. I just do. It just seems to me that you should. I don't want. Look, I don't want to be somebody recording me, and they know it, but I don't know it. And when you call these, my goodness, almost anywhere you call for help for anything, they go, someone will be right with you. Calls may be recorded for quality control. You're being recorded. But here's what's interesting. Once they say that and they come on, you forget that they've said, you just forget they've said that, but you need to remember it because you may hurt your own case if you're trying to get something disconnected, if you're trying by being a complete jerk, because they have you recorded being a complete lunatic, or if you threaten the tech person.
But look at how many horrible nannies have been found out because of nanny cams. If you have to tell, I mean.
Okay, you know what? All right, you just said something that makes all the sense in the world to me. I take it back. In that case, I think the one of the two knowing makes sense. Because if you had to tell the nanny, by the way, we've got a camera in our house, you're not going to catch that
or
person.
Or she know where to be out of view,
right,
or
to do whatever it is he or she shouldn't be doing. Okay, I'll give you that. I'll give you that.
And when the government taps your phone, they know it, but they don't come and say, by the way,
we're tapping your phone.
We're watching you. So
now, in those 11 states, could the government tap your phone?
I believe with the proper warrants, yes.
Okay. Well, we'll see how this shakes out with the Corvette. I do think it's an option, though. I don't think it's standard equipment, so you don't even have to get it. Quite frankly, I wouldn't want to pay for it. I'm not interested in an internal camera in my car. I don't care.
How often do you valet your car?
Never. No.
Then you don't need it. So.
I'm serious. I never do that. I avoid it at all costs. Only because of the ABC Special Investigative Report, where they put cameras in cars, and I saw what those valets did and what they stole, and it was unbelievable.
Especially a vet.
And I told my wife, sitting right there in front of the TV, I said, "Never, I'm never valeting again. Never."
Ferris Bueller's Day Off did it for me.
You know what I'll do? If there's valet parking, I'll give the person money, and I'll say, "Let me park it. Wherever you're parking these valet, let me park it. Here, you give them $20, they'll let you do it. $10, they'll usually let you do it, because they're going to get two or three, maybe, when you pick the car up. So give them more, they'll let you park it." That is all I had, was the Corvette internal camera. And now, folks, I hear one more time the number, and then you need to jump in now, because we have just a line or two open, 314-969-KTRS or 888-550-KTRS. Jose, what do you have?
Two happy birthdays, both from last week, September 24th. The parent company opened its doors in 1969, providing dial-up computer time-sharing to businesses. Yeah, September 24th of 1979, CompuServe started serving customers.
Wow, I remember CompuServe.
Providing email. Their heyday was in the 90s. The problem was they had a text-centric interface and a by-the-minute fee for using it. Made them an easy target for their ultimate competitor and company that ended up buying them, AOL. AOL had a prettier interface and had unlimited all-you-can-use service for one low fee for the month. AOL's aggressive marketing plan also kind of put them out of business. Remember getting compact discs every day in the mail?
Oh, sure.
From AOL?
You remember Prodigy?
I do remember Prodigy.
Yeah, those were the big two, right?
Right. Eventually, CompuServe was sold to AOL, which basically neglected it until June 30th of this year, when CompuServe actually closed its doors.
Wow.
And then Google turned 16. Started in 1996 and 1998 with an infusion of $100,000 in venture capital. Sergey Brin and Larry Page took the search page they'd built for themselves called Backrub, and that became Google.
So those guys are worth a few bucks.
Just a bit.
Yeah.
Tomorrow, Microsoft is going to offer the first look at the next version of Windows. Internally, it's been named Threshold, and for as long as I can remember, it's been called Windows 9 externally. They're going to give it a new name, and odds are the new name is just going to be the word Windows. They're not going to number them anymore. And if you are a Windows 8 user, the upgrade to Windows 9 or Windows is going to be free. And then last but not least, there's a rumor running around the internet with iOS 8 that there is a new update called Wave. And what it says is that if you put your phone in the microwave for 60 to 70 seconds, the radio frequencies that the phone uses for Wi-Fi will synchronize with the microwave frequencies and charge your battery almost full.
Well, you, this has to be a joke.
No, it, people are burning phones all over the place.
Well, no,
no,
yeah.
No, no, it has to be a joke. That
the setup is the joke. Yes.
No, yeah, no, the setup's a joke. No, it's completely fake.
Who would fall for that?
Well,
no, not really. I mean, are people that stupid?
Yes.
Put
the short answer, yes.
In the microwave.
Yes. Yes. Nowadays, yes. People fall for a lot of things.
You take your iPhone 6 with your iOS 8 and put it in the microwave for 60 to 70 seconds, it'll recharge your battery.
Boy, there are
almost
some
full.
Really stupid people. I will tell you this before, before we go to the phones. Somebody said there's a guy on YouTube. He's got an iPhone 6, and he's demonstrating how tough the glass is. He's stabbing it with a knife or something. But he didn't have to do that to convince me. Mine's a 5 in the glass. I told you, I don't have a scratch on it. Don't need any protectors on it. And the other thing I will share with everybody is, and I don't think this is my imagination, my phone's about 2 years old now, and Jose, you tell me, it's not holding the battery charge
Correct.
As long. I'm noticing late in the day that mm-hmm. I'm at 40%, where I used to be 100 and then and barely get ever lower than 80.
Yes.
And now it's not. I need a recharge, and that tells me it's time.
A new battery. Yeah. What? Any
Can
battery
I get
that
a
you
new
keep.
Battery?
With the iPhones, I don't know. You got to take it because it's not something I don't think you can replace on yourself.
It is not a usable service device. You can't change it
yourself.
Okay,
well, you know what? Then I'm ready for a 6 because I don't want to have to charge a phone 3 times a day. Now, will it very slowly do this, or am I going to one day all of a sudden, in 2 hours, have 30% of my battery?
I believe it gets exponentially worse as you go along in time.
Okay.
I think it's steady, though. The same effect. How long have you had the phone?
2 years.
Yeah, I mean, it's not going to all of a sudden just go
okay.
rapidly.
So it very gradually.
Yeah.
Okay, I have
you
time.
Just now noticed it. It's been happening since you've owned it, so it'll continue to curve down.
All right, I have time to get a new one.
Yes.
All right, I don't know. We don't have any lines open, so let's take the people who are here. We'll start with Jeff. Jeff, say hi to Jose.
Hi, Jose.
Hello,
Jeff. By the way, if you put that iPhone in the microwave, you should be able to bend it real good.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah, that's the other fun one about iPhone 6 Pluses is they're bending.
Yeah. Jose, I'm the one that was had to reload all my files and everything. And,
yes.
And I've two things come up. Number one, the other day I was reloading Adobe Reader, and somehow it loaded a McAfee, and I don't use McAfee, so I immediately dumped it. But I've noticed that, you know, just for other listeners, be careful.
It's one of those check boxes when you're in the page, you're getting ready to download it. It says
right.
Install the service, because sometimes it'll ask you to download Google Chrome as well.
Yeah, well, I don't mind if it asks me that. I use that.
Right.
Now, on to the download directory, because right now it's on the C drive, the solid state drive.
Mm-hmm.
And I was thinking about moving it to the bigger hard drive, the D drive.
That's a
Is
good
that
idea.
Easily done?
Yeah. Just make sure that anything you download to it, you point to the new location.
Okay.
Because you haven't. The only problem would be if you've installed anything from that drive, from that directory where it's going to look for it when you run it.
Uh huh.
But if you're just using it as a storage place to put your downloads in, you can move it to the other drive.
Okay. What about defragging those solid state drives?
Not necessary.
Oh, okay. Very good.
All right.
Ooh. Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you, Jeff. Thanks for listening. And let's go to Patrick. Patrick, say hi to Jose.
Hey, Jose, how are you?
Good, Patrick, how are you?
I'm doing great. How about you guys? Everybody
great.
Else all right?
Let me check. We're
good.
Okay?
Yeah.
Great. We're great.
Good.
All right, great. Hey, Frank, just about your iPhone battery. My iPhone's a couple years old, and it turned out it's a warranty repair issue, at least on my phone.
Okay.
And so they're going to replace the battery for free. Just walk it in, and they'll swap it out.
After a couple of years?
And someone called and said...
Yeah, my phone's only a couple years old, and it was under the... serial wow. numbers of ones that get to be replaced for free.
Wow.
On those iPhones, it depends on if you have a lot of apps open.
No, I don't.
Then
mine's the same way. Mine sounds just like yours. It would. I don't get through the day without having to charge it at least once.
And I just started to notice it with about the same use as always. But I'd look down and go, what, 60%, 50%? All right, I'll check into that. Now, anything for Jose?
What's the easiest way to move pictures from, say, my phone to my wife's phone? We just got back from a big trip, and she's got a bunch of pictures on her phone, and we kind of want to combine them all together. But I've tried copying to my PC, and I couldn't copy them over to her phone. So
can you text them over to her?
Well, we've got like 300 pictures.
Okay, you could offload them. You could offload the SD card.
Okay.
Your phone has an SD card, a micro SD in it. Is that correct?
I don't know. I have never opened it up as far as that, that goes.
Well, then the next one would be just USB them to the PC and then move them that way.
Well, see, now I've tried that, and I moved them off, and then when I tried to copy them over to her phone, it wouldn't let me do it.
Wonder why?
I did the typical copy it over to my C drive, put them in a folder. And
right.
No, that, are they both the same? Like
I don't
Android?
Know. Is it, yeah. They're equivalent styles, I presume.
Yeah, they're exact same iPhones. We got them at the same time.
That's strange.
Because what about photo sharing? If I take a picture with my iPhone, it pops up on my wife's phone automatically. Do you not have photo sharing?
Not on our phone. Her pictures will show up on her iPad, but our phones aren't connected in any way.
Which iPhones do you have? Five?
Yeah, the five.
I'm telling you, mine's only a five. Mine's a 5S. And if I take a picture, it's on her phone in the photo sharing file.
All right, I'll check that out. Maybe it's something I just need to enable
them. You might want to check in the App Store. They may have an app for that as well.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, Patrick.
Thank you, guys.
Because I know most of that stuff moves through iTunes. I know your music does.
Yeah. There goes, there goes Patrick. Here comes Terry. Terry, say hi to Jose. Terry?
Hi, Jose.
Hi, Terry.
Hey, AM and PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
You
okay? I've got a problem with my mouse. Huh? It wants to go up to the right-hand corner by itself. It clicks by itself. I've replaced the mouse, the batteries. I've hardwired mouse. The drivers I've replaced. I don't know what to do.
Terry, is this on a laptop?
No.
It's obviously not a mouse problem. We got a new mouse.
No, USB port maybe. You plug it into the same little slot in the back?
Yeah.
You might want to try moving it to a different USB slot.
Well, wouldn't that be sweet?
Wouldn't that be great if that worked?
I hope it works.
I like when somebody tells me to unplug something and plug it back in, and it works.
Does it have multiple slots?
You have more than one USB port, right?
Right.
There you go. Try it.
Well, I'll give her a try.
All right. Thank you, Terry.
Thank you much.
It's amazing. I love it when that stuff works like that. Unplug it for 10 seconds and plug it back in. Boom. That's it. It's fixed. Kimberly, say hi to Jose.
Oh, hi, Jose. Hi, everybody.
Hello,
hi, Kimberly.
Hi. I have a question about the iPhone and the update that just came out.
Yes.
Am I correct that the update will not work on an iPhone 4S?
iOS 8, to my understanding, only works with iPhone 5 and iPhone 6.
Okay. I just wanted to clarify that because some people are saying they're getting an update on their 4s, and then other people were saying no.
No, I haven't studied it extensively, so it may be okay for 4, but the rumors I've heard is just for 5 and 6.
Okay, that's fine with me because from what I hear, it's no good to have anyway, so I didn't want to have to do it.
There's another hint for the folks that have 5s, that have 5s that are smaller memory 5s. Download the update to a PC or to a Mac, and then do the install to your phone from there as opposed to downloading it to the phone because the update is quite large.
Okay. All right. That answers my question. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Kimberly.
Did I hear right that some people that downloaded the update, they couldn't make calls anymore or receive calls?
They just done all kinds of strange things to their phones.
Great. Ed, you'll be the last lucky person. Say hi to Jose.
Hey, Jose. Good afternoon.
Ed.
AM and PM, guys.
Thank you.
My sister-in-law bought an iPhone 4, and when she got it, it's locked. She called the people back. They can't remember the password. Now, we all probably can guess that it's stolen. Is there any way to unlock that phone?
You might want to take it to an Apple store.
Okay.
And chat with a genius about it.
Are they likely to do that though? Because they might be
well,
a thief walking in with a stolen phone.
My presumption is that they will track stolen phones, and
right,
if you take it to them, they'll look at the serial number and go, this is stolen. Can't do that."
Okay,
but what if his wife bought it from a thief?
Well, you're out of luck then.
Yeah. Well, you're contacting the police at that point,
and that's what we're thinking because she bought it off Craigslist.
Uh-huh.
And when she called the people back, they couldn't remember the password, so...
Well, if it was stolen and I advertise it on Craigslist, I'm not answering your phone call. When you call me back and go, I don't know the code, can you tell me? I don't know. I'm not answering
your
call.
But doesn't it seem odd that they wouldn't remember the password?
Very odd.
Yes. Oh, I agree.
Okay. Hey, right. Guys, thanks a lot.
Thank you. Thank you, Ed. There we go. That's it. We'll do it again next Monday. In the meantime, once again, here is Jose's email address, techquestions@ktrs.com. That's techquestions@ktrs.com. And please do not forget he is brought to you by Oreck. There are locally owned and operated Oreck stores all around St. Louis. They're terrific stores. And I know that a lot of you think when you see Oreck, oh, I don't need a vacuum cleaner. Please go in there. They have the best space heater I ever have ever bought. I bought at Oreck. A couple other great items we bought at Oreck that are inexpensive and just great to have around the house. And once again, let's thank Jose Hernandez.
Thank you, everybody.
There he goes, and here comes John Landoff. Hello, John.
Hello, Frank. How are you?
I'm good, and once again, I would like to ask you if you'd be willing to cut your portion down so that I can read this fantastic email that I got about...
Why don't you go ahead and read that fantastic email?
It came in Friday, and here's what it says. It says, Frank, Friday we purchased a pre-owned vehicle from Johnny Landoff Chevrolet, and it was the very best experience we have ever had purchasing a vehicle. We started our search in St. Charles County at dealerships closer to home, and they did not impress us. And they didn't even seem to want to work with us on our trade-in. My wife and I listened to the show every evening. We loved the Johnny Landoff segments, so we thought we would give Johnny a try. Got on Landoff.com, filled out our trade-in. I was informed by the website, due to the high mileage, they'd have to see the vehicle. I thought, bummer, we're stuck with this car forever. So after a couple of minutes, my phone rang, and it was Mike Bosey from Johnny Landoff wanting to see if he could help me. Am I pronouncing his name right, by the way? It's Bosey, not Bozzy, right?
Bosey, yes, sir.
I told him what I had been through to this point. We discussed my trade-in with 101,514 miles on it, what I needed to get. He took some information from me and said he'd get back to me, and I went, yeah, okay, thanks. He called me back and said he could help me with my trade-in and what I'm looking for in a vehicle. And then the email says, from here it just gets better. He found the vehicle we wanted. We went after work, test drove several cars, keeping him late after closing time, but he insisted we go ahead. He said, I'm here to help you. We found the perfect vehicle, so we sat down, worked out the numbers, and drove it home tonight. Now, this was from this past Friday. We found that everybody we came in contact with at Johnny Landoff, from Mike Bosey, our salesman, to the finance officer who did the paperwork, were wonderful to deal with. We will be back. We will tell our friends. We are AM and the PM. Respectfully, Andy and Kathy, and I tend to not give last names because sometimes people don't want everybody to know their business, but how about that? How about that?
That's great.
Yeah, you bet.
That's unbelievable.
That's a great email.
All the way from Wentzville, Missouri.
Yeah.
Andrew and Catherine, but thank you very much. Great, great, great letter. We'll be reaching out to them personally. Also, Dennis and Kathleen Bray from St. Peter's, Illinois. Now, that's not close.
I didn't even know there was a St. Peter's, Illinois.
St. Peter's, Illinois. And when I called him a couple of days ago, so I was talking to him, I think he was in his tractor. So I'm thinking that they have a farm and super big, big AM in the PM people. And they bought a vehicle because of the AM and the PM show. And,
yeah.
Love it, Frank. And guess what? The hits just keep on coming.
Oh, boy.
Notice I just got choked up.
Yeah.
I did.
I know.
The hits just keep on coming. Say hello in my office right now, Woodrow Wilson and his beautiful wife, Linda.
Get out of here. Wait, get out of here.
Woodrow, former president?
Woodrow Wilson. Woodrow, is that your name, Woodrow Wilson?
That's right. And when I married him, I found out he never did live in the White House. I was so disappointed.
And I'm sorry, Mrs. Wilson, what's your first name?
Linda.
Woodrow and Linda Wilson. Woodrow, you know that your parents deliberately did this because of the... I mean, it could have been Andy or Don Wilson or Jim Wilson, but no, Woodrow, what a great name. What a great name.
And you know what his nickname is?
What?
Woody.
Wow, there's a real surprise.
Well, I mean, you didn't come up with it. But
let me ask Linda, does he live up to the name Woody?
I'm not telling. Am I?
Hold on, now we got my grandsons in here, James and Michael. Okay. So.
Well, then, hello, boys. How are you?
Good.
And what did the Wilsons buy?
We bought an Uplander.
An Uplander.
Bought a new car.
Yep.
Well, isn't
it? Kids.
Bought a new car. I like
that. Everybody says, "Who makes the Uplander?"
Yeah.
Well, who makes it?
Well, Chevy.
Chevy. Only car they bought, what he said. Come on, you kidding me?
No, I'm not even familiar with an Uplander. What the heck is it? What year is this?
It's a 2008, one of our fine pre-owned vehicles, and it was a vehicle built for several years by Chevrolet.
Oh, minivan. I got a picture of it here, right?
Okay.
That's right.
Yeah. Okay.
Tion, you're unbelievable.
Well, thank you. I know how to use Google pretty well.
Oh, computer whiz.
Yeah, all that means is he knows how to. He's got a computer front.
I know
him.
How to type Uplander into Google.
He knows nothing about cars. He knows nothing about cars.
Yes, he does.
No, he doesn't.
No,
I don't.
He really doesn't.
No, not really.
Okay, how can we be on the air together so many times? How can we have been to charity events together and you haven't rubbed off on you a little bit? You know?
Well, I know. I've definitely learned over the years after talking to you a couple times a week.
And don't use language like one guy rubbing off on another guy. That,
not after what you said the other
grandsons are in the room. For
it's all right, John. You can rub off on me.
Now, what are the grandsons' names again? What are their names?
James and Michael.
James, how old are you?
10.
And Michael, how old are you?
10.
Identical twins.
Whoa! The Wilson twins.
They're going to break some hearts when they get a little older. I'm thinking they're probably breaking hearts right now. They're cute. Really good-looking boys. Good-looking young men. But, yep, Lindigen and Woody wanted to say hello. And again, thank you so much. The AM and the PM crowd came out in force this weekend. I know that I'm missing a few people because there were several. And again, you know, the Blantons, you know, when we get, it seems like we get an email like that almost every day. And that's what we strive for. I mean, really, we strive just when somebody comes here, they have a great experience. Woody and Linda, have you had a great experience with your salesperson, John Ross? John Ross in the office here, too.
Oh, yeah.
Hello,
Frank. Oh, yeah.
You hear Woody?
Sounds like Christopher Lloyd.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. 1.21 gigawatts.
You notice how earlier I read the email, and I said, thank you, Andy and Kathy, and I said, I tend to not want to use people's last name, and John just thanked the Blantons.
Yeah. Well, nobody would have connected it until you just said.
Yeah, they would have.
Hey, Linda actually is a big Three Stooges fan as well.
Is that right, Linda?
I'm the one that called in with all the details that one day.
Yeah, good for you. We need more like you. We need more women who can appreciate Three Stooges humor.
Absolutely.
That's right.
Frank, I want to tell you, this is not the first car we've bought from here.
Beautiful. How about that?
Good for you.
And for any of your listeners out there, here's what you do. You walk in, somebody's going to meet you at the door. You ask them, you tell them what it is you're looking for, your price range, and they say, hang on a minute. And in about 10 minutes, I've got keys to a car.
Wow,
that's fast.
A little longer to get all the paperwork done, but to have the car and know what you're looking for and that they have it was wonderful.
Now, have you already done the deal on the Uplander?
We've done the deal, but we had to come over here before they could take my money.
Okay, so they haven't taken your money yet?
They haven't taken my money yet.
All right, my suggestion, this is my suggestion.
John, you don't know what's going to happen.
When people, Linda, do commercials for any company, there's a fee for that normally. And
well, I was thinking that.
I'm thinking it too, and I'm thinking, for goodness sakes, what you've just done for his dealership, to me, should be worth...
What?
Like $200. I mean, it you would pay any commercial endorsement person far more than that.
Dad, I'll just deduct it from your invoice.
Oh, boy.
I will tell you also that they really worked with me on the deal that I had.
See, she continues to be an salesperson, ambassador for the dealership.
Any day, any time, any place.
Wow.
How about that?
I've had women say that to me. My whole life, any day.
What was that again?
Any day, any time, any place. I can't tell how many.
And you woke up?
Yeah, then I woke up. That's exactly right.
Hey, and I personally want to thank John for helping me through all of this mess with my car, because my car was broken into last week. And
yeah, but see, you know what people will say? Oh, yeah, but you're a celebrity.
Preferential treatment.
That's what they say about you. Linda and Woodrow, They're regular people.
Yeah.
Regular people looking for a great place
they're
to
be. They're not a star bass player and
they're not a musician like
sounds
you.
Sounds like Johnny Band.
In a band.
You know, that's a good idea, Dan. I think next time you come here, you should play.
Yeah, bring his amp in and just set up in the lobby.
Just set up on the showroom floor and
with a coffee can.
Boy, nothing like a solo bassist just playing bass lines.
Yeah, really.
People love that. Well, how about the harmonica? How about if you sat there and played the harmonica, and you'll play until they buy. If you don't buy, I'm going to keep playing. That's what you could say to them.
Do you have like one of those Neil Young harmonica braces things that you could wear?
Hang on. Don't, before you do anything, now let me ask you, Linda and Woodrow. He's going to play. Tell me if you went in the dealership and you heard this. If you'd buy a car, go ahead, Dan. I think we all recognize that song.
I get out my harmonica and try to match it.
Good luck.
Man.
Yeah.
What's
I don't think we can do dueling harmonicas, can we?
Yes.
That would be. Yeah. Well, okay, Dan, thanks.
What do you
I did say the bass. Don't the harmonica.
You didn't mention anything about the harmonica.
Woody, do you like to be called Woody or Woodrow?
Woodrow.
Okay, then I'm going to call you Woodrow. Woodrow and Linda, thank you very much for listening, and thank you for your purchase.
And thank you to the AM and the PM crowd. These guys are awesome. Listen, all night tonight. The month ends tomorrow, so you've got a lot of time left to get a great deal, have a great experience, meet some great people here at Johnny Loan Duff Chevrolet and my great teammates and fellow co-workers, and we'll make it fun. $11,000 off Silverado. Double cabs and crew cabs, and we got another load of like 9 off the transport today, so... We need to sell a bunch of trucks and regular cab work trucks for only $17,900. That is a crazy price at $17,900 for a regular cab work truck. So come on over to Johnny Loan Duff Chevrolet. We're open late tonight, intersection of Interstate 270 at the Washington Elizabeth exit, 314-837-1800.
Johnny Loan Duff Chevrolet.
Dan.
Yeah. They'll send them.
All right. I think we end with a big round of applause for the Wilsons and the Wilson twins.
Right.
Thank you. All right. Thank you, John.
All right. See you, Frank. See everybody. Drive safe out there.
Now, the treatment they got, this was for people who were buying. This wasn't a new vehicle. This wasn't a $30,000. This is Uplander?
2008, yeah.
Yeah. It's by model years, that's a 7-year-old vehicle because the 15s are out. But that's the treatment you get. You get the same treatment because, you know what? To a lot of people, that used car is their new car. So it should still be a big deal and a big thrill. We're going to take a break and come back. Big 550 KTRS.
Meet me.
Speaking of cars, we're going to check the highways. Here's Tim Weiland.
All right, Dan, they have cleared that accident that was on the ramp from the Museal Veterans Bridge to westbound 70. Now, things are all cleared. All lanes are now open. But you're still jammed back from eastbound 44 from the Museal Veterans Bridge to the Poplar Street Bridge. We've got a new crash now. It's on southbound 170, the ramp to eastbound 40. Things are jamming back to Olive. Got another crash on southbound 270 just before Manchester. It was blocking 2 left lanes, but I believe they moved it off to the right shoulder. Traffic is stop and go now from Olive down through Manchester. A little slow now between that point down through Doherty Ferry. Eastbound 270 slowing midway between McDonald and Lindbergh through New Florissant. And it does look like westbound 40, the usual slowdown, Kings Highway through McCausland. 270 to Mason's just off the pace, and then we're heavy as you approach the Boone Bridge. This report brought to you by Walmart. Want to save money on your electric bill? Walmart has GE 60-watt replacement soft white bulbs with the same soft white shine you love, but they use up to 28% less energy. Save money, live better, Walmart. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Every year, the Riverfront Times compiles a list of the best of St. Louis. And this year, those discerning journalists who cover all facets of our esteemed metro area named the winner in the category of Best Radio Station. And it is the Big 550. We thank you and will continue to do what we do best. Keep you entertained and informed 24/7. The Big 550 KTRS. Depend on it.
Windows for $189. Are you kidding me?
Or how about overpriced wood, composite, or fiberglass windows that are pieced together and fastened, screwed, caulked, and sealed at every corner, which can deteriorate over time, causing costly repairs? Our Viwinko windows utilize one-frame technology. All Viwinko corners are precision heat welded at 490 degrees for ultimate strength, which wood, composite, and fiberglass windows cannot duplicate. Viwinko windows with their one-frame technology will not split, rot, expand, or gap open. This allows Viwinko windows to achieve excellent structural ratings, energy savings, while being Energy Star compliant. After 42 years in this industry, I know windows. My name is Julius Krusanik, and our Viwinko windows with one-frame technology are affordable and available today. We sell to professional contractors that live and work in your community. Please visit WSDepot.com. That's WSDepot.com. Remember, if you don't buy at wholesale, you're paying too much.
This is huge news. Golden Oak rates are now in the twos. We're at 2.875 fixed. Don't miss out this time.
And you still won't pay for the appraisal if your loan doesn't get approved. This is Bob Ellman. If we can't close your loan, the appraisal is free.
If some lender asks for your credit card, hang up.
We don't need your card because at Golden Oak Lending, you pay nothing out of pocket.
We've been here in St. Louis for 14 years. We have an A-plus rating with the BBB, and our rate today is 2.875.
We even have a program that eliminates PMI or mortgage insurance, even if you don't have 20% equity.
Get a lower rate and a no-risk appraisal at Golden Oak Lending. Call 314-567-GOLD. 567-4653. Rates are down to 2.875, 15-year fixed, APR 3.904. FHA 10% equity with qualified credit. NMLS 1149-37, 111 Westport Plaza, St. Louis, Missouri. Call 567-GOLD.
Legendary broadcaster Mike Shannon and Eddie Scholler, owner of the world-famous Fast Eddie's Bon Air.
Mr. Shannon, what a year we've had so far. Man, oh man, it's not over yet.
It sure has been, big boy.
I always meant to ask you, Mr. Shannon, what do you do with your time in the off-season?
None of your business. Well, that's easy, Eddie. I'll be enjoying even more of the coldest beer in town and the tastiest and the cheapest eats, like your world-famous peel-and-eat shrimp and the Big Elwood.
Man, that sounds great, Mr. Shannon. Can't wait to see you over there.
And I can spend more time on that huge outdoor patio of yours with all of the flat screens, and I can take more of your live music 5 nights a week, and I can even get luckier at your video game.
Man, that sounds like one heck of an off-season, Mr. Shannon.
There's never an off-season at the world-famous Fast Eddie's Bon Air in Alton, Illinois, so if you're 21 and you're in the mood, come on by today or check them out online at fasteddiesbonair.com.
From the Sausage Meister's Secret Recipes comes the great Bavarian sausage that's for me.
You can't beat G&W Meat. That's G&W Bavarian Style Sausage Company, a family-owned St. Louis tradition since 1965. G&W makes over 30 varieties of sausage on-site in South City. Football season is here. Games, tailgating, and beer all go great with G&W Brats. Rams, Lions, Tigers, and Bears. Whoever you cheer for, do it with a G&W Original Brat or their new Cheddar Bacon Brat. If you can't make it to the shop, ask for your favorite G&W sausage in the meat and deli department of Schnucks, Deerbergs, and Straub's, or your neighborhood meat market. G&W Bavarian Style Sausage Company has been serving St. Louis for over 49 years. Visit G&W Meats Tuesday through Saturday at 4828 Parker Avenue off Kings Highway, one block south of Filer.
You can't beat G&W Meat.
Forklifts. Not as sexy as a new, hot-looking car, but if you need one, you need one. So what do you do when you need a forklift, electric scissor lift, pallet jack, rollers, jib booms, or whatever you need for your material handling? Head to locally owned and operated AD Lift Truck for forklift sales, rental, service, and parts. See the new forklifts from Heli, TCM, and more, both new and used. Head to AD Lift Truck, 5434 Natural Bridge Avenue in St. Louis. For more, go to adlifttruck.com.
To reach their greatest potential on the field or on the court, Mizzou athletes need to be fueled by the right nutrition. And the same goes for the athlete within your dog. Whether striving to run that extra mile or learning to catch that flying disc, Purina Pro Plan offers fine-tuned, advanced nutrition to help your dog perform at his absolute best. Find Pro Plan today at a pet specialty retailer near you. Purina Pro Plan. Nutrition that performs.
How are you feeling? Well, one of the ways to feel better is by attending the Alexian Brothers Community Health Fair, Tuesday, October 7th. You'll be able to check out companies that provide medical equipment, senior safety devices, and hospice. Find out about home care physicians, estate planning, flu vaccines, and more at the Alexian Brothers Community Health Fair, Tuesday, October 7th, from 9 a.m. till 11 a.m. at the Alexian Brothers, Sherbrooke Village Lodge, 4005 Verpa Avenue in South County, near I-55 and Union Road. And you'll feel better for it.
Realtors have expertise in land development and management, retail, industrial, office, and investment properties. They have the experience, knowledge, and savvy to help you achieve your business and investment real estate goals. Realtors also have the power of the National Association of Realtors behind them, working with legislators and regulators to support the key role commercial real estate plays in our national economy. Ask for a professional who understands your commercial business. Ask for a Realtor. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
Martin Kilcoin here.
Along with John Carney, guess what? We're getting out of the studio.
Swing around Funtown in Fenton from 10 a.m. until 3 p.m. on Friday, October 3rd.
Looking forward to that. Bringing a golf club for a little swing around mini golf. We're also going to do the batting cages, and they've also got bumper boats, and I can't wait to throw you into one of those.
A fun Friday field trip for both of us.
So join us. Recap Friday, October 3rd. Martin from 10 to 1.
Carney Show from 1 till 3 on the Big 550 KTRS.
CarGal back again for Meyer Honda, the Metro East's only Honda dealer. Let's talk to Edith in Edwardsville.
Hey, CarGal.
Hey, Edith. I understand you're looking for a new Honda.
Yes, and Ben doesn't want to drive all over town.
Then you and Ben need to go to Meyer Honda.
Meyer Honda?
Meyer Honda. They have so many new cars on the lot right now that the selection is incredible and the deals are rock bottom.
Rock bottom?
Bare bones.
Bare bones?
Really good.
Gotcha. Come on, Ben. We're going to Meyer Honda.
What was that?
Ben is my sweet, lovable Bengal tiger.
Edith? Edith? Well, you meet the nicest people and pets in a Meyer Honda.
Meyer Honda has a model that's perfect for your needs and lifestyle. On the lot and ready to roll. Meyer Honda is also the only Honda dealer in St. Louis offering a free 100,000-mile limited nationwide warranty on any new vehicle purchased. Stop by today for a test drive. Meyer Honda, O'Fallon, Illinois. MeyerHonda.com.
This is Steve Light and Greg Gonzalez, host of the Retire Worry Free Show on the Big 550 KTRS.
As retirement planning specialists for the last 22 years, we have helped people get everything they want out of retirement. So the question is, what do you want out of your retirement? When you cut through all the fluff, it all boils down to this. When exactly can I retire? And what's my retirement going
to
look like?
If there's anything we can do to help you get the retirement you've always wanted, let us know. Go to StephenGreg.com.
That's StephenGreg.com.
Or listen to Retire Worry Free on the Big 550 KTRS.
Kubota presents their Gear Up and Go sales event going on now with special promotion pricing on tractors and Commander Zero Turn mowers. Click on StLouisKubotaDealers.com.
For the best lawn on the block, DynaGreen. Ask your lawn and garden dealer for DynaGreen or online at DynaGreenInfo.com. They've got the best fall starter and grass seed, DynaGreen, or DynaGreenInfo.com.
Get free hot breakfast and free internet at Choice Hotels. Stay for business at Choice Hotels and book now at ChoiceHotels.com. Amenities vary by location.
From downtown St. Louis, it's the Bill Cleveland segment, starring Bill Cleveland, along with Bruce Limprist in the All-Boy Orchestra, brought to you by McLeod Cab, your AM and the PM cab company, 314-652-3456, or, as you know, download the app STL Taxi. It's free. It's a good app. Good way to get a McLeod Cab. And now, here's Bill Cleveland.
Hello, everybody. Happy Monday.
Hey, Bill. How are you, Bill?
I'm great. Well, Lindsay Lohan made her London stage debut last week.
About time.
And one critic called it a total car crash. Good news for Lindsay is that this is the first time she's been in a total car crash in which she didn't totally crash her car. So that's for Lindsay there.
Yeah.
We like to start slow on Monday.
Oh, right? Sure. Ramp it up.
That's how we do it. Ramp it up. You're right, Pion. Yeah. Well, South Korea is now blocking all Facebook games. You can't play Facebook games in South Korea. I'll be honest, the only game I really enjoy on Facebook is called Guess Who Got Fats in High School. That's my favorite one.
Are there games on Facebook? I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know.
Oh, yeah. And by the way, people stop sending me requests to play them.
Yes.
Yeah. A lot. You're not on Facebook, are you, Frank?
No.
People send Facebook requests for asking you to play games and things, like you're bombarded with this crap.
Yeah. Now I know why I'm not on there.
There you go. You're a smart, smart man. Well, yesterday the Rams had a bye week. Although out of habit, they still lost. I don't know how that works. It's comfortable, I guess. President Obama was interviewed last night by Steve Croft of 60 Minutes. Apparently no way from the Golf Channel was available. And finally...
See, he did ramp it up. He said he would,
yep,
and he did.
14 years doing this stuff. You don't think I've learned
what you're doing. You know what you're doing.
Mm. George Clooney was married today in Italy. How about that? Congratulations to George. Security was extremely tight, you know, so he couldn't escape.
Married. See, Bill's not married. He doesn't know how great it is to be married. Yeah. No, he wouldn't make
it. You know what? You're right.
That.
I don't. Can you tell me something about that sometime?
Yeah, I will. I'll be glad to tell you.
The Bill Cleveland segment brought to you this afternoon by Laclede DeKalb. Of course, as you know, they are the AM and the PM cab company. And from downtown St. Louis, I'm Bill Cleveland on the Big 550 KTRS.
All right, thank you, Bill.
Okay, see you guys.
I thought Clooney was married over the weekend. He said he got married today. Was it today?
I thought it was over the weekend, too.
It was over the weekend, but then they did something today, some formal deal. I don't know what they did today, but yeah. Something weird.
It'd be interesting to see how long that lasts, the Clooney thing, the marriage. Although, I don't
You would think if he waited all this time, he would know that
why
it was...
do women care about that? I just, it's not even a news story to me. Okay, I'm here. Who cares? I don't even need to know that. That was Bill Cleveland, courtesy of Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM cab company. Your elimination of your credit card debts will be courtesy of American Equity Mortgage if you're a homeowner. If you're a homeowner, you do not have an excuse for letting the credit card companies just bleed you of money over the next 10 or 20 years. And that's what they're doing if you take them up on their offer to make minimum payments every month. You're a homeowner, for goodness sakes. Act like it. Use the equity in your home to borrow money from American Equity Mortgage. It's good debt because it's debt at a very, very low interest rate. These interest rates are still ridiculously low. Use them. Take advantage of it. Get out from under that credit card debt. Get the balances back to zero. And next time, you'll know better than to get them up where you can't afford to make the payments again. It's called debt consolidation. They'll tell you all about it.